Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Today, I wanted to talk to you about something that's been on my heart and something that's on my heart a lot dealing with women in entrepreneurship, and that is self-worth. And I thought it would be super helpful if I shared with you some of the things that I've overcome since starting my journey on improving my self-worth and what I think about myself. And I think it's super helpful to learn from others, because I know in the past when I used to see somebody who would be like, oh my gosh, take care of your self-worth and you need to improve your self-worth and it all comes back to being worthy, I didn't really understand what they were talking about. I was like, I feel good about myself, but there were these underlying stories that I had that were holding me back. And so I want to talk to you a little bit about that today. So my first encounter with realizing that maybe my self-worth wasn't everything that I thought that it was in 2017. I went to a Tony Robbins seminar, which if you've never been, I highly, highly suggest it. His seminars in person are just amazing. There's you can't even put into words to describe it because they're so transformative. I went to UPW, which is Unleash the Power Within. And my cousin went with me and we had an amazing time. And one of the things is they're putting you in this room full of like 15,000 people and the energy is palpable. There's music blasting. You're having a great time. You're hugging these strangers that are next to you. You're like, I don't even know what I'm doing, but I'm jumping up and down and Tony Robbins is making me cry and he's making me laugh. And we have these other amazing speakers coming out and we're just diving into all areas of our life that we want to improve. And for me, while I was sitting there, I had already opened my business. I was in a loving relationship. I knew that Kyle and I don't think we were engaged yet, but I knew that we were going to get married. Like I had moved clear across the country for him. We better be getting married, right? And I just was feeling pretty good about everything. Like, granted, my business could be better, but it was a year young. And so I knew that with time, it was going to get to where I wanted it to be. And one of the things that came up for me as he started talking about things was the idea of, I forget what the prompt was, but it was basically like, how do you talk to yourself? And at that moment, when we were in our workbooks and we're like working with a partner next to us, I was like, oh my gosh, I actually don't even want to admit some of the things that I say to myself. They're not nice. In fact, they're pretty mean. And it was at that moment that I realized if I was in a relationship or had a friendship or Kyle or my mom or my sister or one of my best friends talk to me the way that I talk to myself, I would no longer have a relationship with them. And considering I spend all this time with myself and considering the thoughts that play out in my head, that was kind of sad. And that was the moment that I was like, why do I just let these thoughts repeat in my head of like, oh, that's not cute. You're not pretty. You look fat today. You should be more successful. Why are you doing that? You're an idiot. I can't believe you said that, right? These are common thoughts at the time that would go through my head. And it was at that moment I started crying because I was like, oh my gosh, this is why I'm here. This is the realization that I needed. This is what I needed in order to move to that next stage, to propel my life forward, because this is keeping me stuck. If every day I wake up and I'm saying something negative to myself, then by no means am I going to accomplish everything I've set out to do, because I'm holding myself back with those negative thoughts. And also, I don't care how much positivity I spread in the rest of the world through my patients, through my relationships. If the relationship with myself isn't positive, then I'm just a phony at that point, right? Like, how can I help other people improve their lives if the relationship I have with myself isn't the way that it should be? And so that was the awakening moment for me, I guess. And from then on, I started to really work on the language and the thoughts and the affirmations that I said to myself on a daily basis. I started thinking about like, okay, was that helpful? Is there any, one of my coaches, Taylor Welch, says, is there any utility to that? And I love that because there are so many times when we're talking to ourselves and these thoughts are playing over and over and over. And whether or not they're true, let's say that you missed a metric in your business for the month. And so maybe you were being a little lazy. Maybe you didn't follow through on some of the things that you should have. Maybe you were procrastinating too much. But if you're going to sit there at the beginning of a new month, looking back at the last month, when you're going over all your stats and you say to yourself like, wow, I was lazy. Is there any utility in that? Is that helping you make a decision moving forward? Or is that only eliciting more shame from yourself? And a lot of entrepreneurs operate from shame. And a lot of entrepreneurs are doing things based on past conditioning because they don't feel worthy, because they don't feel good enough. And for me, that one question kind of changes everything. I don't care what thoughts are happening. And listen, we're human, right? We're not going to be able to never say a mean thing to ourselves ever again. Because like anything, it's like, it's a work in progress. We have to constantly make a conscious effort every day to say positive things, to say things that are going to help us stay accountable, but also move us forward. And so that's one of the questions I like to ask myself. Is there any utility in that? That is true. If that's true, what can I learn from it? Okay, so maybe I missed a couple deadlines last month. Well, how about this month I'm committed to showing up better? How about these are the things every single day that I am going to do? And for me, that has been honestly a huge shift in my perspective and the way that I look at things is there any utility in this? So after 2017 in the Tony Robbins seminar where we walked on fire, if you heard Tony Robbins, you walk on fire there, which was really cool. Because again, you're pushing past what your fear is telling you, right? That's the whole purpose of walking on fire. And if you would ask me at the beginning of the seminar, I was like, absolutely not. I am not walking on fire. That's silly. I don't want to get injured. And then the energy in the room just convinces you to do it. So then you do it. And then afterwards you're like, yeah. And you're like high-fiving everybody. And you're like, that's so amazing. Like we just walked on fire. And looking back, I'm like, I can't believe I did that. You wouldn't be able to convince me to do it again tomorrow. But again, if I was in that same circumstance, I probably would because it was like osmosis. Like the energy just seeped into your veins and you just felt unstoppable. And so after that seminar with Tony Robbins, I came home, I continued to work on building my businesses, and I kind of got back into just like after 6 months or so, it's kind of like anything, it started to wear off. So I was working with coaches to help build my business, but I definitely got into this zone of hustle, hustle, more, more, do. If I'm not doing more, I am less than, right? And then COVID happened. And COVID, if you were a business owner during COVID, you know that that elicited some significant stress. There was a lot of adaptability that you had to tap into. You had to show up in ways you had never shown up before. You had to tap into your energy source and keep pushing because it was kind of a do or die situation in business. Either you're going to make it or you're not, but you better give it your best shot every single day. And so now when I work with entrepreneurs, there are a lot of us that are recovering from post-COVID PTSD. Like we have post-traumatic stress disorder from operating a business during COVID. And we also have likely increased our work addiction. Because we work so much, it is really hard for us to stop working as hard, or it's really hard to implement more rest. And so after I had my son in 2021, I was like, okay, I can't operate the way that I used to now that I have a new baby that's also super dependent on me. So I have to figure out other things that I can do. And so after I had my son, it's honestly the birth that made me come back full circle to the self-worth issue. So I had planned for a beautiful, unmedicated home birth. And after 42 hours, after 36 hours at home, transferred to the hospital. A few hours later, we ended up in a cesarean. And as a prenatal chiropractor, you can imagine that was a bit of a shock. And I had a little bit of an identity crisis going through that. And I just remember being like, how am I somebody who's in this situation when I did everything that I could to prepare? I tried all the tips and tricks. I did all the things and I still ended up here, right? And so I think looking back, some of that birth trauma helped trigger the underlying issue that I had, that I just wasn't worthy. It didn't matter how much I had achieved. It didn't matter what accolades I had. It didn't matter what business goals I had hit. It didn't matter how much I had in the bank. It didn't matter that I was able to help all these people within my office or with my consulting clients. There was an underlying issue there that I just didn't feel worthy. It didn't matter what I did. And so having my son brought that back to the surface after the birth experience that we had. And I was forced to look at it, right? Why do I feel this way? I gave it my all. Why do I still feel like I am a failure? And so obviously I went to therapy because I know how beneficial it is. And it's my therapist that helped me do, I think we did EMDR. I think that's how you say it. I'll have to look it up to make sure that's right. But we did that type of therapy. And it honestly just came back to childhood programming and some of the things that I encountered when I was growing up that helped solidify this underlying idea I had about myself. And so through therapy, I started realizing, hey, I've probably been dealing with this a little bit longer than I thought. I'm just really good at masking it. I am just really good at pushing through. Like something traumatic happens to me and I'm like, cool, what's next? Let's keep it moving, right? It's actually impressive how much I can push through trauma. But what that does is it just leads me back to the same issue, right? Like this underlying feeling of unworthiness. And so therapy is really what opened that can of worms. And since then, I've worked with several mindset coaches. I've worked with other practitioners that have just really helped me see how I truly don't believe that about myself. I truly do love myself. If I can tap into that energy more and release and undo some of the subconscious patterning that has been within me for so long, then I'm unstoppable. And so one of the reasons I'm super committed to diving into this is for myself, because I don't want any of the issues that I'm currently facing or dealing with, or like any of the limitations that I have, to transpire onto my son, right? I never want him to feel like he's not worthy, because he is the most beautiful ball of sunshine I have ever seen. And so I never want his self-worth to be dictated by outside forces. I always want it to come from within. And if I want that for him, I have to be able to do that for myself. I've done a lot of work in this realm, and I can say proudly today that I have a beautiful self-worth that is a constant work in progress, just like anything else, whether it's our mindset, our money mindset, our, you know, regulating our nervous systems. I have done a lot of work around this, and I'm super proud with how far I've come. If you would have asked me in 2020, what makes me worthy? It would have been how much I weigh, how much is in my bank account? What are the goals that I've hit? How have I checked off this off my to-do list? Who's giving me public praise? Who's telling me that I'm worthy, right? There was a lot of times when I was worthy as long as you said that I was. If you said that I was less than I believed that I was less than. And it's a super disempowering place to be. And it's not really anywhere that I want to live. And so I have done a lot of work in overcoming this. And I can tell you with absolute certainty, one of the number one things, especially working with females, it definitely applies to both men and women, but men just have innately more of a confidence within them and more of a like, yeah, I'm the shit feeling. And women are like, oh my gosh, I don't think I'm worthy. You could tell me how amazing I am, but I'm never going to believe it, right? I'm going to dismiss that compliment and make fun of myself, or I'm going to crush it in business, but not pay myself more, right? There's these themes that come up over and over and over when I'm working with women. And I realize a lot of it, just like anybody else, it's from childhood and things that they have encountered. And if we don't do work to stop it in its tracks, then it's going to perpetuate and show up time and time again throughout the rest of our lives. And so I just want to pose some questions to you that are listening. What are you dictating your worth by? Is it by outside praise? Is it by your accomplishments? Is it by your family or your status? And when's the last time that you just said to yourself, I'm worthy just because I am? Probably not super recently, if you're like most people. This concept of I'm worthy just because I am was so foreign to me. What do you mean I am? It's like, well, because you woke up and you're breathing today and you're important enough that God put you on this world to make a difference. And it's like, what do you mean that's enough? That's never been enough. Or so I thought it wasn't enough, right? When in reality, that's all that it is. It's like, you're worthy because you are. If you would never want your children to feel that way, why are you feeling that way? And you have to probe yourself and you have to ask questions. You have to go deeper and deeper to figure out, why do I have these thoughts and feelings about myself? Or maybe you're somebody that you're like, no, I'm good. I'm the worthiest human on the face of the earth. And I applaud you for that. Teach others. teach others how to be that way, because not enough of us are owning our worth or are owning our gifts. And one of the things that I love to say is your self-worth determines your net worth. And so I love that, because you can fake it till you make it to a certain degree. I think honestly, if I'm being completely honest, I think you can fake it till you make it to $1 million. And my clients will say, yes, I've heard this from her before. I think you can say, you know what? I'm just going to push forward. I'm not going to handle any of my shit. I'm not going to go deep and figure out what's holding me back. And I can make $1 million. And I would believe that to be absolutely true. But I do not believe that you can go from $1 million to 5 million without handling your shit. Because there's too many things as you start to scale. There's too many things as you start to grow that have to be addressed before you can get and unlock your next level, unlock your next potential. And it's only when you start to dive in can you realize, hey, here's where I'm not my best and here's how I can improve. And it's truly overcoming some of that that just makes everything else easier as you start to scale to multiple seven figures. If you're like me and you are like, hey, I maybe haven't handled all the shit that I should have handled, talk to somebody, whether it's your coach, whether it's a therapist, whether it's a family member or a friend that you really trust and that you can be open and vulnerable with, because that's the thing. It has to feel like a safe place. But they're the ones that can help you overcome it. One of my coaches, Celine, that's one of her specialties, is she really helps uncover subconscious beliefs that you hold about yourself. And one of the things that is so important to remember is 95% is our subconscious and 5% is our conscious. And so if we're operating by our subconscious and we're on autopilot, we're not thinking about things, they're just repetitive thoughts that happen over and over again. You want to make sure that that's positive. You want to make sure that you like what you're telling yourself or that you're telling others, or you want to make sure the messaging that you're projecting out into the world is authentic to who you really are. There's too many people out here pretending to be something that they're not. And eventually that's a train wreck. You can't keep that course forever. Eventually, people start to figure out who you are, or you start to feel that sense of burnout, right? I think if you can look at the thoughts that are plaguing you and the thoughts that are on repeat for you and replace them and truly believe, it's not just like a positive affirmation like, oh, I am wealthy, I am worthy, I am abundant. Like, you can say those affirmations all day, but if you don't believe it on a soul level and you don't believe it deep in your being that you're worthy, it doesn't matter how many times you say it to yourself. You have to feel it within your cells, and it's possible. Whatever it is that is holding you back, maybe it's, for a long time, it was like, hey, I'm not worthy if I'm not working 24/7. I valued my worth based on my production and what I could do and how much I could work. I used to think it was cool to work 12 hours a day. Now I think it's stupid. Like, if you're working 12 hours a day, you got a problem in your business. You need to figure out how to outsource. You need to figure out how to become more profitable. You need to figure out how to delegate. You need to figure out how to build an epic team around you so that you don't have to be working 12 hours. There's a reason other countries have 3-day and 4-day work weeks, right? They got it figured out. There's more to life than just work. And I think it took me till my 30s to realize that. And so hopefully if you can learn from one of my mistakes, it's that. It's like, balance doesn't exist. I've never said like, hey, I'm in perfect balance between being a mom and being an entrepreneur, but I can find a harmony in my life that feels really good. Some days I work more than others. Other days I'm just hanging out with my son, you know, playing games, going to the beach, going on walks, going to the park. And I love that. I love that I've created a life that allows for harmony and for me to pour into multiple things that get me excited. I'm able to pursue multiple passions. I'm able to be the mom that I want to be, but I wouldn't be where I am today had I not handled my self-worth, had I not dove deep into looking at what are the thoughts and traumas and patterns and feelings that are actually holding me back from everything that I desire. So I hope you guys found this beneficial. I hope that it's allowed for you to think about maybe where you're holding yourself back. And I would love for you, if this resonated with you, please send me a DM. Let me know, like, hey, Steph, This thought is something that I've been saying over and over to myself, and I had no idea it was holding me back, because I love to hear from you guys and hear what's resonating with you. I just get on here and I just chat, and I'm super open and vulnerable because that's how I operate. But it is super nice to hear what is resonating with you guys. So thank you guys. I will see you next time. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.